Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for joining me today. I'm wondering, do you feel you're special to someone? I hope so. But maybe your answer is, I used to feel special to someone, but now I don't. I'm older and lonely and discouraged. Well, today I'm going to talk about how special you are to God on this program, Psalms of Hope, as well as help you discover some people you may be special to also. I know many of you, my dear listeners, are older and single. And even though you may not be aware of it, you are special to people in your world. I also want to talk about some of the reasons why God says you're special. So, will you take a few minutes and really listen to this program? This is something you need to know deep down in your heart and in your mind so you can overcome all those defeating self-talk issues that we have rolling around in our mind. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that you are unique and an individual work of creation by God, the creator of the universe. You think that's just a statement I made up? Well, here's a verse to let you know it's not just my good idea. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Another, more modern translation says that we are His masterpiece. Wow, when I think of a masterpiece, I think of the joy I had when I went to the museum in Paris and saw the Mona Lisa, as well as the other marvelous paintings hanging there. They are all called a masterpiece by their own artist. Well, when God looks at you, He sees His masterpiece that He created. Perhaps you don't see the beauty that others see in you. Even a smile, or a small act of kindness, or a listening ear for a hurting friend, all part of the beauty that others see as they look at your life, the beauty that God created in you. Yes, you, my friend, are a unique person that God has created. As you realize how special you are to God, you can spread your joy and love and peace to people in your world. After all, you are God's masterpiece. Well, there's the Praise and Worship group, and they sing a song that talks about God making something beautiful of your life. Here it is, Something Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, He will make something beautiful of your life. Well, on this program, I'm talking about how special you are, how beautiful you are in God's sight. You know, when we don't have anyone to tell us that we are special and loved once in a while, we tend to not think we're important to anyone, even to God. Perhaps you feel quite ordinary. You run through events of each ordinary day, doing ordinary things in your ordinary manner. But perhaps you don't stop to think that those ordinary things you do are because of the special talents God put in you before you were born. No, you're not at all ordinary. You have unique gifts and talents to share with others. You are the extraordinary, wondrous artwork of the Master Painter, the Creator of heaven and earth. For instance, you're different from everyone in your family. You have a special personality that God took time to put in you before you were born. Oh, sometimes due to circumstances, our personalities become distorted. But God loves us and will help us become healed in our emotions too, if we ask Him. Not only do you have your very own fingerprints that are like no one else's, but now scientists have discovered that the tone, the pitch, the accent of your voice is unlike anyone else either. If God makes every snowflake different, you can be sure He's given you distinctive qualities and talents and attributes that are unique to you. You're certainly more important to God than a snowflake. Oh, yes, God loves every detail He made about you. And there is no one else in the world just like you. And because God loves you, He continues to work in your life. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Well, the praise and worship singers have a song based on that scripture. Here it is. "He who began a good work in you." Comfort to know that the work God began in you will continue. It's a blessing. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program that you're listening to. And today I'm talking about what a memorable and unique person you are. How do I know that? Because God said so. Maybe you don't believe me. Well, like I have had in the past, you may have had a lot of self-talk that's negative. And in the beginning of this program, when I first started talking about you being wonderful and unique, you may have argued with me in your mind. After all, you know the mistakes you've made. You know the mess you have made of certain situations, and you know the anger and self-doubt you have felt at times. You may be someone who have had people in your past or even currently say negative things to you, reminding you that you're like the scum on the top of a stagnant pond. No. That's not true about you. Here's what David wrote about you in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, he's talking about you also. Just remember, David was a sinner just like us. Oh, yes, God took time to knit you together in your mother's womb. I read some years ago that you are the composite of over 200,000 possibilities. 200,000 possibilities that make up the wonderful you. The exact shape of your ears, your unique hairline, even the size and shape of your kidney is unique to you. Yes, God knows you, and His greatest gift is to allow you to know Him. Yes, He desires for you to know Him. And in verse 17 and 18, David continued writing, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." Oh, dear friend, if you weren't special to God, He wouldn't bother thinking about you more time than the grains of sand. And then we read in the New Testament that Jesus prays for us. It's amazing to comprehend, yes, Jesus prays for you because He loves you. Well, here's Gary McSadden now singing a song for you. It says, "We'll Never Be the Same Again."
There's a doll in the corner and an old teddy bear, some ribbons and bows that you wore in your hair. On the wall there's that picture of you and your friends, and I stand here just holding the memories. Seems like only a moment. Was it just yesterday when my arms held you softly? We watched you play. The days turn to years, and so quickly you've grown. You could stay, but I know you must go. It will never be the same again. Never be like it was then. But our love will never change, and the memories remain. It will never be the same again. We helped shape your values and taught you what's right, gave you our love, and we showed you His light. We never could own you, we knew from the start. So remember just whose child you are. Letting go is a lesson that's so hard to learn, but we're learning. It's not the ending. And our love is yours. This is not goodbye, 'cause for you, life is only beginning. And it will never be the same. again. Never be like it was then. But our love will never change, and those memories remain. It will never be the same again.
So Michelle, remember, we want you to walk through every door God opens for you,
and you will never be the same again.
Oh yes, when Jesus comes into our heart, we are never the same. Well, some time ago, I came across an interesting group of scriptures. It's in Exodus 28. Aaron and his sons had a distinctive position among the children of Israel. They were called to be the priests. But what I found most interesting was that their priestly garments were so unique, it took special people to make them. This is what Exodus 28:3 says. Instruct all the skilled craftsmen whom I, God, have filled with the spirit of wisdom. Have them make garments for Aaron that will distinguish him as a priest set apart for my service. Did you notice what it said? God called the skilled craftsmen, or as we would call them, people who design and sew clothing. And then it says that God filled those same people with wisdom, so they would know how to make the unique garments for the priests. Well, all through the Bible, we see people with skills that God uses. Carpenters and bricklayers for building the temples. Even a lady named Dorcas in the New Testament. She was called a disciple of Jesus, and all she was known for was that she sewed clothing for the widows and orphans. Yes, God felt because she used what skills she had to help others, she was to be listed in the New Testament as a follower of Jesus. Well, as I have traveled to different cities where Psalms of Hope is heard, I've met some of you listeners who are also using your talents for the Lord. I think of Brad in Spokane, Washington. He's had a difficult life, but now he's using his technological knowledge of sound systems, computers, and so on to help a Christian ministry in his area who minister to the poor and homeless. Trudy from Newport Beach, California, has a beautiful gift of hospitality and joy, and she shares her home with people that God brings into her life. Zelda in Denver, Colorado, has a nurturing spirit, and she teaches a Bible study, helping women to grow in the Lord. Even Randy, my husband, who is an attorney and professional musician, uses his computer skills to produce this program. So each one of us has talents and skills the Lord loves to have us use to help others. Well, now here is a song by the Booth Brothers, In His Time.
There's a storm on the horizon, and everywhere I turn, it seems as if I've tried that way before. Looking for the answers to come to me right now, to pick me up and set me on higher ground. Deliver me, and in tears from my eyes. Though I may not understand your purpose and your plan, I know your grace will carry me through.
You know, there are so many verses in the Bible about how much God loves you and how special and cared for you are by God. One verse that comes to my mind is from Romans 5:5. It says, God has poured out His love into our hearts. So if you're lonely and hurting and don't feel special to anyone, may I recommend you visit some churches in your area that are teaching the Bible? There you can learn again about how much God loves you. But since this program goes around the world, it may be hard to find a church in some countries. But pray and ask the Lord to lead you to another believer so you may study and encourage one another. In Bible times, they too struggled, but the Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews 10:23-25, reminding us to encourage each other. He wrote, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, to encourage one another." Yes, maybe one of your gifts that God has put in you is to be an encourager. A friend who listens and believes in others to motivate them to acts of love and good works. And I hope that I too can be one of those people who encourages you and reminds you how special you are to people in your world as well as to God. Have you stopped to think what gifts and resources that God has given to you? Have you taken your attributes for granted and not realized that God put those very special qualities in you so you can reach people in your world and tell them that God loves them? Well, our time together is over, and it would be so wonderful to hear from you this week. If you ask, I'll send you my 31-day devotional book, Reflections. It would be my gift to you, so just write and ask me. And if you can tuck in a gift to help keep this program on your station, that would be wonderful too. But don't forget that God loves you He created you with special gifts and talents to help people in your world. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.